This is Mockery Rocks. What do I wish to make mockery of? As news stops being too new, it becomes history. This story goes back to last July. FBI documents unsealed on the 18th of July, 2019. It was a Thursday. Those documents suggest that Donald Trump was actively involved in engineering a hush money payment shortly before the 2016 election to the lady who said she had a sexual encounter with him. But it was long before he became president. As his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, his campaign team, and others scrambled to head off a scandal. We are so very deep into the pandemic that we don't think about these kinds of things. What kinds of things? The big payoff. FBI documents unsealed on Thursday, the 18th of July, last year, 2019, suggest that Donald Trump was actively involved in engineering a hush money payment shortly before the 2016 election to the lady I refer to as Stormy Daniels. That is her professional name. She has another name. Stormy said, as I interpret, that she had been touched by the man who would become president much more thoroughly than the lady who's accusing Joe Biden of something. Something, but nothing compared to what happened between Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels. That was as his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, campaign team, and others scrambled to head off the scandal. And I guess they headed it off, I guess. Even though it's still a huge scandal to me personally, other people said, hey, no big deal. The documents released on the orders of U.S. District Judge William Pauley in Manhattan were used by law enforcement officials to obtain a 2018 search warrant that led to FBI raids on Cohen's home and office. The documents provided the most extensive account of what appears to be then-candidate Trump's personal involvement in the scheme to pay $130,000 to the lady I like to call Stormy Daniels to avert a controversy for a campaign already reeling from the release of the audio from the TV program Access Hollywood, in which Trump said how easy it was to touch ladies any way you want to touch ladies. The documents detailed repeated communication between Trump and Cohen and Hope Hicks, Trump's presidential campaign press secretary. Oh, he's had so many press secretaries. Later, Hicks became a senior White House official. The White House and a lawyer for Hicks did not respond to a request for a comment on the documents. I would fear that nobody actually noticed the release of the documents last summer. Everybody loves to sweep it under the rug. Cohen, 52, pleaded guilty in 2018 to violating campaign finance law by directing the payment to Stormy Daniels, as well as another payment of $150,000 to Playboy model Karen McDougal shortly before the election. Both women said that something sexual happened between them on separate occasions with the man who would become president. But those encounters happened about a decade before the election. Trump has denied anything sexual, and in 2018 told reporters he knew nothing about the payments to either of those women. But the documents say he did know, and they were campaign funds, and it is illegal. Beginning on October 8th, there was a sharp uptick in calls with Trump and his campaign staff that evening, a month before the election. In the immediate aftermath of the Access Hollywood tape that caused a political firestorm and prompted a rare apology from whom? From whom? From Trump? I forgot about that apology. Cohen and Trump, back in those days, held a three-way phone call lasting more than 4 minutes, according to FBI documents. Getting back to October 18th, over the course of that evening, Cohen had several calls with Hicks and AMI President David Pecker, a friend of Trump, and Dylan Howard, AMI's chief content officer, before calling Trump back for 8 minutes. The FBI documents do not provide the contents of the calls. The lady named Hope Hicks testified before the U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee early in 2019 that she was never present for any discussion during the campaign between Trump and Cohen about Stormy Daniels. The chairman of the House Judiciary Panel, Gerald Nadler, in a letter to Hicks, released publicly back in July, demanded that she return to Capitol Hill before August 15th to explain the inconsistencies in her testimony. Adam Schiff, the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, said in a statement that the documents demonstrate Trump was intimately involved in devising and executing a corrupt scheme. Are any of his schemes less than corrupt? I wonder. It is my custom to quote from written pieces, but quote from spots here and there, not the whole thing. It would be so laborious to quote the whole thing. The title of the piece from Reuters News Service, written by two Jonathans, Jonathan Allen and Jonathan Stemple, is FBI documents point to Trump role in hush money for Stormy Daniels. Somehow, some way, I have friends in the United States of America. A handful of them would be Facebook friends. Tragically, they think that the president of the United States, even though it is Donald Trump, and he likes to hang out with the kinds of ladies like Stormy Daniels, still they think he's a righteous man. I don't recall if it was at the Lincoln Memorial or was it in the face mask factory in Arizona, But certain of my friends on Facebook want to point out that the president said, "I love them." He thinks he loves the people who are mourning people who have died from the pandemic. He thinks he loves them. Did he think he loved Stormy Daniels? Mockery rocks, I am Patrick Boggs. Mockery rocks, I am Rocky's daddy. And I have to point out respectfully that the pandemic has disrupted the party primaries for the presidential election. We presume one guy is going to be the Republican nominee because he is the incumbent. We presume that makes him the presumptive nominee, but he has not yet been nominated by the Republican Party. And on the other side of the fence, same thing. We presume that Joe Biden will be the nominee for the Democratic Party, but we shouldn't, even though he won most of the primaries so far. He didn't get the right number of delegates already, did he? Did he get the right number to be nominated? Both parties still need to have their convention, but the convention for each party will be totally different than any party conventions ever in American history. But it's the American way. They do things differently in other countries like Israel. Americans like my friends on Facebook also think that it's the Christian thing to do to say, "I love Israel." But their prime minister, like our president, has criminal things going on. Israel's Supreme Court ruled on the 6th of May that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may form a new government while under indictment. Being under indictment means there's something criminal going on. He's not squeaky clean. The indictment is for corruption charges. The court cleared the way for him and his rival-turned-uneasy ally to join together in a controversial power-sharing deal. The unanimous decision released just before midnight ended a 17-month political stalemate and prevented the country from plunging into a fourth consecutive election in just over a year. That's just the way it is with a parliamentary-style democracy, which is what we have here in Japan, where I am. Rocky's dad is in Japan, and Rocky too. Rocky is short for Roku Rota. It's a Japanese name. He's a Japanese young man, 15 and a half years old. He thinks he's so mature. Getting back to the story, over 2 days in this week, the court looked into two questions. Whether an indicted politician can be given authority to form a new government, and whether the power-sharing deal, which includes new legislation, was legal. In its decision, the 11-judge panel expressed misgivings about the coalition agreement and Netanyahu's criminal indictment, but found no grounds to prevent the government from taking office. This story was written by Joseph Federman and Tia Goldenberg. The proceeding was from a very credible news service. I don't want to say if it were Reuters News Service or the Associated Press, because I use things from both, and I wasn't exactly sure, but I am sure because there it is printed. I am sure who the writers were. That's one more item. One more. I'm deep into the idea that there's no sporting activity, no sporting news going on, nothing. No games being played. The first organization to bring back sports just might be the football players. No, not on the gridiron, but on the pitch. On the same day that the Bundesliga was given the green light to return, in the second half of May, La Liga clubs have been reporting for COVID-19 testing and training sessions at their club facilities, with play suspended since March, and Spain being one of the hardest hit countries. There is now light at the end of the tunnel, with La Liga aiming for a return in mid-June. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said in a press conference last week that La Liga players could resume individual training this week, going in the complete opposite direction of France, where sporting events were banned until September. La Liga stars like Lionel Messi of Barcelona and Sergio Ramos of Real Madrid reported to their clubs on Wednesday morning while using masks to cover their mouths and noses, sporting gloves, and practicing social distancing. The social distancing thing and masks are taken seriously here in Japan, and it's just hard for me to remember. Oh, I left my mask at the office. I gotta run back. I'm not used to it, but I want to do it. I hope you do too, and someday, just maybe the American president will put on a mask, or someday he could find the contagion. Contagion is a movie starring Matt Damon, Lawrence Fishburne, and a cast of other fine actors. I don't remember which year it is from, but we have it on Netflix, and I set it up to play on Netflix so my nurse wife could see it. And except for whatever disease was in that movie moving much faster, except for that, it seemed so much like the real life of the moment. I want to thank you so much for listening to this rock of mockery, but you should go to Patreon if you want all of the rocks of mockery. We're sending one to Patreon and then one to both Patreon and the free feed every week. So if you don't want to miss anything, go to Patreon, patreon.com/rockysdad.